Welcome to LiveWire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
This is another beautiful Sunday for us to continue on yet again, and as we continue to look ahead to what will be in this year to come. I know that a lot of us are in great anticipation of what would be. And what better way for us to begin this time around than to just talk about what probably God has in store for us as the scripture would have in part revealed to us as we discuss our topic for today. So before we continue on, why don't you join me in prayer as we dedicate this time unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday. And yet again, thank you for allowing us to further be informed, Lord God, with your word, and more so to be encouraged, and just to allow ourselves to continue to soak deeper into what you have for us. So Lord, we just commit to you the entire time that we will talk about your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, one of nature's kind of, you know, formidable prey would probably be the eagle. And the eagle is fantastic in terms of its ability, you know, to kind of, you know, stare at the sun and not be bothered by the glare of such. And the eagle, as we know it, is the only bird of prey that can launch onto the higher, or into heights, I should say. And from that particular height, see, you know, a prey, okay, on the ground as it would continue to dive and just with its, you know, talons and, you know, claws kind of grab onto the prey. And it's amazing how the eagle, you know, has this fabulous sight that is sharp and distinct. Now, in relation to that, I'd like to talk about our situation today. Kind of, you know, as we journey on to what 2021 is about, I believe that the Lord will continue to launch things towards our direction, but our ability to see what is ahead and our ability to continue to kind of be sensitive all the more with regards to what God has for us is very crucial at this point, because one of the things that is slowing us down or would probably slow us down are not more so about the things that we can't do, but our ability, you know, to sometimes, or our tendency, I should say, to just be distracted along the way. So this morning, sa ating pagpapatuloy, I'd like to talk about the importance of convergence, you know, in terms of our ability to fix on a particular goal and the courage to firmly, you know, decide on what we would do. And I'd like to talk about courageous resolve in times of decisions, particularly in making priority choices. So as we continue on, you know, are you familiar with the word regret? You know, many of us probably have gone through life, you know, and especially as behavioral scientists would say, people go through midlife crises. And in the midst of a midlife crisis, a person kind of recall back the journey that has been, and, you know, at some point make them anxious and, you know, ask a common question as such as, ano na nga ba ang nangyari at nagawa ko sa buhay? Saan na ba ako nakarating at saan ako patungo? You know, and I think it is Mark Twain who at one point in his quote that says this, "You will not be sorry about the things that you have done, but more so about the things you have not done 20 years from now." So throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade wind, and sail. He says, dream. Okay, so ngayong umaga, pag-uusapan po natin ng isang bahagi kung paano ang kahalagahan o ano ang kahalagahan ng pagkakaroon ng isang mainam na pangitain, no? Or vision, or at best ginagamit natin sa tuwina yung katagang pangarap, no? Pero sino po sa atin yung mga madami ng pangarap na napako at as a result, kumbaga, it has been pending for the longest time, or at worst ay nakalimutan na altogether at ngayon pinagsisisihan mo na kung pwede mo lang ibalik yung nakaraan. Okay? Gagawin mo ng kakaiba. Now, you have to understand, you know, there will be opportunities that will knock once in one's lifetime. Failing, okay? Failing to wisely respond may leave one wandering forever. Alam nyo, ang pinakamahirap, hindi yung, you know, although sometimes pinagsisisihan natin yung mga bagay marahil na ginawa natin na hindi nakainam, pero at least alam mo na, you know, na-experience mo na hindi mainam yon, and per adventure, ginawa mo. But the worst is, you know, a God-given dream per se na ibinigay sa iyo ng Panginoon, isang panawagan na itinanim ng Diyos sa puso mo, pero nabinbin ng nabinbin kasi kumbaga natuon ang iyong mga atensyon o pananaw o no, sa ibang bagay. And as a result, you know, years have gone and before you know it, you know, your youth has passed you by and the thing that God has sown in your heart, you know, has been forgotten or at worst, gone. So, sa pagkakataong pong ito, let's continue on. And I'd like to capture a particular statement in the book of Esther that I, you know, one of my favorite kind of starting point for a conversation or even in the realm of mentoring, particularly in leadership. When Mordecai, you know, confronted Esther after, you know, now, you know, the preparation stage is gone or it's over, the pageantry, you know, has been won, or the pageant, I should say, has been won, and the pageantry has been kind of, you know, proclaimed or paraded altogether, and now Esther is in the most comfortable place in the palace of Xerxes. No? Dito po, makikita po natin, okay, na pinaalalahanan ni Mordecai si Esther, na sabi niya, Esther, huwag mong kakalimutan why you are here. Okay? And Mordecai, you know, told them to answer kasi may mga servants si Esther na, you know, kumbaga pinasabihan ni Mordecai na sabi niya, and this is the very statement in the book of Esther, na sabi niya, Mordecai told them, you know, to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape, okay, in the king's palace any more than all of the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, okay, relief and deliverance will arise, okay, from the Jews, from another place. Ito yung pinakamahalagang paalala ni Mordecai. But you and your father's household, okay, will perish. Okay? Let those who, whether, sabi niya dito, kung papakinggan po natin, no, whether you have come, probably. No, this is the very word that I'd like to point on. Know that whether you have come into this place for such a time as this. And I have highlighted that in the screen right now and put some, what do you call this, markings on there, no, and annotated it, you know, and I said, you know, in that context, no, even the Greeks has two particular word for time. Okay, they call or address time in two different, you know, kind of context. One would be chronos, and chronos is like the usual, okay, time, okay, that goes on one day after the other. But there's this word for time, kairos, which more about a specific time. Okay, in ancient Greek word, it's actually measuring the right opportunities at the right moment. Now, ito yung gusto kong tanungin sa atin ngayon. Perhaps you have, you know, heard me talked about this for some time now, particularly in the aspect of kairos, na kung saan madalas sinasabi ko na probably it's your kairos, maybe it's your time, not just time, it's time, but time that is an opportunity ordained or given by God. Pero ito po yung madalas na nakikita natin sa mga pangyayari na minsan kahit tayo, no, we are actually mamamalengke tayo probably, or we are supposed to be researching for a particular topic, you know, that is needed for the day. But as we are browsing the web or as we are browsing, you know, something else kind of flipped in or popped in the screen and it caught our attention. And the next thing we know, you know, the original intention that we would like to do in browsing is forgotten. And we found ourselves doubling more, no? Instead na tayo o naghahanap tayo, gumagawa tayo ng isang mas mainam na bagay, nakita natin we're spending more time in Facebook, we're spending more time in, you know, posting, you know, and just liking and watching video instead. Now, this is very crucial because ganun din po sa totoong buhay, no? And I'd like to kind of capture that idea to say to us that, you know, just like what Jesus said, if you are faithful with little things, you will be faithful with big things. But sometimes, let me say this, our failure, you know, or our kumbaga, our hindrance or limitation in receiving greater things is not so much about the obstacle, but because we get distracted by little things. You know, and I'd like to borrow an idea from Andy Stanley, who says, we are not actually more into being distracted from, meaning the vision or the objective that we are about to pursue, rather that we are more in being distracted by. Okay? Yung mga bagay-bagay na kinakaharap natin sa araw-araw, we are, kumbaga, met or hindered or restrained by the urgent rather than by what is important. So I'd like to talk about a little bit on priority. Now, I'd like us to kind of begin this year into thinking, okay? What is my greatest priority this time around, right? And probably, you know, I'm not saying, you know, some habits are bad altogether. Maybe they're good, okay? Maybe setting up, you know, your own, you know, studio or setting up your own, you know, because everything today is online, setting up your own online platform or whatnot, those are good. Don't get me wrong. And habits sometimes are very good in trying to reinforce or giving us an opportunity to just relax. But that may not necessarily be the concern or the priority of the day. No? Sa mga mag-asawa, okay, or sa mga mag-anak, minsan, masyado tayong abala sa trabaho para mapakain natin ang ating kaanak o ang ating mag-anak. Pero yung mga mag-anak mismo na dapat binibigyan natin ng pansin, nakakaligtaan natin. Probably it's a wife or a husband or a spouse, okay? That we see them together, I mean, regularly every day, and we get used of them being there, okay? And they go on, you know, as moms, you go on with the chores of the day, or as dads, you go on and work to provide for the family. And minsan, mas marami ka ng panahon doon na pag umuwi ka, pagod ka na. Or sa mga mami naman, dahil naggumawa ka na maghapon, nakalimutan mo na, that relationships are more important, okay, than the provisions probably, and I'm not saying it's not important altogether, that we have today. So kung titingnan po natin today, when I talk about priority, the important fact, you know, of conditioning or being regarded, okay, pagbibigay halaga, what we value in our today's time becomes our future end, you know, in the coming days. So, kung titingnan po natin, no, let me go back. And I was just kind of mentioning this a couple of years back. We had actually a Nehemiah project, okay, back in the facility that we used to have, the building facility that we were renting. And there are concerns during that day that we had a project named Nehemiah Project, and it's about rebuilding the wall. But, you know, I'd like to borrow and go back yet again to that context. You know, and I've said that particular message, you know, back in the day, 2 years ago, is more relevant, I think, today than that time. That time, our only concern is trying to meet some of the needs of the church, you know, in terms of facility. But today, we're not only talking about, you know, the importance of rebuilding simply facilities and needs of the day, but more so about building and rebuilding relationships and individuals, you know, as a result of the pandemic that, you know, it still is going on. I could not say has been, because it has not totally been eradicated yet. So kung titingnan po natin in the book of Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, and you've heard me teach or have taught this many, many times, you know, but I'd like to go back again in a situation wherein Nehemiah was, you know, if we go to the story of Nehemiah went back, as you know, kind of just to shortcut the story, went back to rebuild, you know, the walls of Jerusalem and restore, you know, the setting, because, you know, a city that is not walled back in the day, during those days, is an easy prey to the enemy and, you know, becomes, you know, or easily victimized by neighboring communities, especially, you know, those that are around. So dito po, when Nehemiah went back and seek, you know, permission from the king to rebuild back, the king did not only gave Nehemiah permission to rebuild, but more so, the king even offered Nehemiah resources to build with. Okay? At napaaganda pong halimbawa nito, no? Now picture yourself like a modern-day Nehemiah. That the Lord did not only give you the permission to rebuild what was lost and was what was broken in terms of probably church resources or family or business, but also the Lord is saying, hey, go and I'll give you the resources. But it's not, you know, it's easier said than done. No, tandaan po natin na hindi nakasapat lang na binigyan ng hari si Nehemiah ng kumbaga permission, or hindi lamang po sapat na binigyan po ng hari si Nehemiah ng provision, pero igit sa lahat, dapat po malaman natin, just like Nehemiah, we need to participate in the building of the wall, in rebuilding of what was broken. So during that time, okay, understand this, when Nehemiah was beginning to rebuild, right? And sabi doon, the walls are coming up and the gaps are being filled. Now, the people around, particularly those that are, you know, taking advantage of the city back in the day, and, you know, Jerusalem in particular, you know, are warning in the person of Sanballat and Tobiah. And in fact, these people, okay, threatened or planned, not only threatened, to murder Nehemiah as a result. Okay? So, parang ganun din po, ano? Makikita natin pag tayo ay merong pong itinalaga ang Diyos sa atin na isang adhikain. When God kind of allows us to be part of rebuilding or building something great in behalf of the Lord. You know, the thing is this. We need to understand that at this point, no one thing. You will be opposed. There will be people that are watching you and they're not happy about what you're doing. And kagaya po ng sinabi sa Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, and let me just read in passing. And now when Sanballat and Tobiah, okay, and Geshem, okay, the Arab and the rest of the enemies heard that there had, I mean, that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left in it, look what they did. Sanballat in verse 2, the Geshem sent to me saying, come and let us meet together. Okay, and as we continue on with that verse, but they, andon, intended to do me harm. Okay, in verse 3, very particular. And I sent a messenger to them saying, I've taught it many times this statement, doing a great work, I cannot come down. And let me just kind of highlight that. And I think that's the answer of the day. Okay, you know, you have to understand whether you're a spouse, a housewife, a husband, a student, and you're a believer in Jesus, you know. Whatever you are in today, and if this, that is a God-given, you know, priority, that is a God-given ministry, that is a God-given thing, let me just say this. You are doing a good work or a great work, and you cannot come down. Now, look at the position here geographically, right? Yung pong statement in Nehemiah is, I am doing a great work, I cannot come down. You know, most of the time, distractions that come, you know, yung mga bagay that disturbs us, yung mga bagay that invites us, okay, into doing something else, you know, trying to detour us from our original direction, what do they do? What do we do? Okay, they are calling us to stoop down to them. Ibig sabihin po yung mga distraction, ano, in order for us to kind of yield to them, we have to go down from a position, a stature, or power, if I may use that. You know, and minsan, pag tayo po ay gumagawa ng panawagan ng Diyos, at tayo manakaka-experience ng napakaraming distraction, napakaraming dahilan, why we should not continue on? Pag pinatulan mo po yon, you're just simply stooping down. No? You are going down. Ibinababa mo yung sarili mo para lang patulan yung sitwasyon na yon. And it's not worth it at the end of the day. Because makikita po natin na one of the most important thing, if one is really intending to pursue what God, in terms of vision or calling, has given them, is to continue on, not with the condition or precondition of the situation, but to continue on with the passion that comes from the Spirit. And it's important na maintindihan po natin, no? Sometimes when you're doing ministry and there's no resources, when you're doing ministry and your resources are constrained, hindrances are here, left and right, and parang wala ka nang nakikita sa hinaharap. Do not give up. Because let me tell you this, you're doing a good work, and you cannot come down. Right? And sometimes probably the priority that God is giving you is your family. Okay? To minister to your family. Okay? To wives, to husbands. Okay? Your ministry to your husband, to your spouse, or to your wife, or to your husband. Hey, you're doing a great work. You cannot come down. Your ministry to your children. Okay? Sometimes when we're doing this online ministry, we think to ourselves, is there really some people watching? Because ang Mahirap po sa mga online or streaming platform na kagaya nito. Wala kang nakikitang audience. And sometimes you get to ask yourself, Lord, is it really worth it? Is it, I mean, are people really tuning in or watching? And sometimes there are opportunities that the enemy will sow seeds of doubts in your mind. So what do you do when times like that comes? Pastor, just like Nehemiah, you encourage yourself in the Lord and you remind yourself, I am doing a great thing and I cannot come down. You have to be in an awakened state. Alam nyo, minsan nasubukan nyo na po ba, no? Like soldiers in, you know, any given theater of war, whether it's back in World War I or World War II or even, you know, in the current, you know, theaters of war today, in, you know, the recent ones like in the Middle East and the likes. Now, you have to understand, when soldiers are deployed and they are on their post, particularly in the front line, you know, I remember one soldier who said this, the only person you can trust when you are in your foxhole is the person beside you in that hole. And totoo po yun, no? Na minsan, you know, when bullets are blazing left and right over your head, you cannot afford to sleep. And sometimes, you know, even soldiers, in the midst of such, because they are tired and they are weary, they douse into sleep. Minsan, naiidlip sila, no? And minsan, kailangan mong gisingin yung sarili mo, you know, and to be aware of what is happening, because you have to understand, we are still fighting a war. The war is not over and the battle rages on. You know, skirmishes are here and there every day. We win one battle, we fight another. It goes on. And, you know, let me just say this. Okay, life is an ongoing series of battle. And masasabi lang natin na we have won the war when we graduate unto the Lord. So, during that time or that time in our journey, we need to press on. We need to be in an awakened state of mind. And in the book of Proverbs, look at this. Chapter 24, verse 5. A wise man is full of strength and a man of knowledge enhances his mind. No? Kailangan po malinaw ang pag-iisip mo. You know, kailangan po pinag-iisipan mong mainam. You cannot just randomly choose things to do in a day. You cannot allow Facebook. You cannot allow, you know, the usual, you know, whatever it is na libangan mo becomes the priority in your life. What is the first thing that you take hold on, you know, when you wake up in the morning? Is it your Bible or is it your phone? Well, sometimes you would say, Pastor, it's my phone, but in my phone, there's the Bible. You know, of course, may mga ganun tayo. I mean, really, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you wake up in the middle, I mean, in the morning? To begin your day. How do you begin your day? Guys, alam nyo, nakakalungkot na, you know, a good friend of mine, Bishop Oriel, a couple of years back, sabi niya, marami ngayon gumigising bukas kahapon. Ibig sabihin, we wake up with the same issues, we wake up with the same thing, we just repeat the whole cycle all together again. So what we need to understand is our passion, our heartbeat for the day will determine whether we'll get out of bed. Okay? Because you have to understand, every way of a man is right in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the heart. Look at this. Lahat tayo may sarili tayong diskarte. Lahat tayo may kanya-kanya tayong pag-iisip, may kanya-kanya tayong gawi. Pero sa bandang huli, sabi doon, ang Diyos ang nagtitimbang o tumitimbang ng laman ng puso natin. Okay? So, I'd like to kind of encourage us with this word from Khalil Gibran. Okay? A little knowledge that acts is worth infinitely more than much knowledge that is idle. Lagi kong sinasabi sa aking mga mini-mentor or sa aking mga dini-disciple, iba yung sinasabi sa ginagawa. No? Alam niyo po, ang daling magbalak na, I lose weight. You know, parang ngayon, no? Usok-usok yan, no? Like, you know, I admire my wife when it comes to this. Because sabi niya talaga is, come January, I'm gonna start jogging again. Okay? And true enough, no? January came, and ang tanong niya sa akin, sama ka? Nung sinabi ko, hindi, I'm tired. Well, she doesn't care. She dressed up and she started jogging. You know? Ibig sabihin, you know, the more you spend time trying to think whether you're gonna do it or not, chances are you're not gonna do it. Ngayon, kung alam mo rin lang tama, kung alam mo rin lang it's the right thing, why delay? Okay? Sometimes we are gravitating towards the both extremes. Kasi minsan, you know, kung ano maisipan natin, ginagawa natin, No, minsan naman yung mga pabigla-bigla nating iniisip na hindi pinag-iisipan, nakakasama. Minsan naman alam na natin yung tama, hindi naman natin ginagawa. So, we're balancing it out, church. It's not gonna work that way. Know what is right. And do what is right until it is feeling right. When we are confronted by issues, particularly choices, right? And we go to this situation where reasons are shifting, right? Hindi mo alam kung sino ang papakinggan mo. Parang sabi ko kanina, sometimes things that are right does not always feel right. But you need to do it right until it feels right. Because more often than not, things that are wrong feels right until they feel wrong. Okay, so when we encounter this truth, in the book of Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2, it says this, every way of a man is right in his own sight. But the Lord weighs the heart. As I've said a while back, okay? Ang Diyos po ang tumitimbang ng laman ng puso natin. So, no amount of reasoning. And the truth is this, you can lie to other people, you can even lie to the Lord, you know, in a sense. But because the Lord knows your thoughts anyway. But ang huwag niyong gagawin, lie to yourself. Because I think it was Bill Perkins who said this, that do not pretend to be somebody you are not, because one of these days, those external or internal flaws will, you know, come out and it will discredit you. So at the end of the day, you know, who are you really becoming is more of a question to one's self. Okay? Because today we live in a very entitled environment wherein we feel that if something goes on with me in a negative way, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault. It's my parents' fault. It's my neighbor's fault. It's the government's fault. When was the time that it was really your fault and you own up to it? No, na, you know, ito, pagkukulang na to, walang makakatulong sa akin kung hindi sarili ko rin. And sometimes the choices we make, okay, determines our circumstances tomorrow. So at the end of the day, you need to understand, man's reasoning deceives him into thinking that he can be right apart from godly guidance. And ito po yung sa panahon natin ngayon ng siyensa, and you know, in our time of technology and science and advancement, man has kind of elevated himself into a glorified imbecile. Anong ibig sabihin? You know, yung parang, you know, yung pong matalinong mangmang. Right? Na minsan nagdudunung-dunungan tayo, you know, we are so confident until we prove ourselves wrong. But you need to understand one thing, church, that even in our wisdom, you know, we cannot totally say that we can make things good and totally be in control. Because wisdom is an essential growth factor that leads one to greater understanding and maturity. Okay? However, you need to understand that, you know, wisdom is unlike knowledge. Knowledge can be acquired. Wisdom is the practical outworking of truth. And that's exactly why we need the scripture. That is exactly why, you know, teachers of the Word of God, pastors like me, you know, we advocate that you read your Bible, that you have your own personal devotion time. Because the Word of God is not just a source of wisdom, a wealth of wisdom and knowledge at the same time, but the Word of God is the greatest source of inspiration. Because as Paul would have put it, it is alive, right? It is given in inspiration. You know, it's God breathed. Okay, hininga ng Diyos. At buhay. Okay, the author of Hebrews talks about that the Word of God is alive. Right? So, as we continue on, understand one thing. Apart from passion, is guys, you know, even if you're passionate, understand this. Every person that's passionate will meet resistance. Any good idea. Okay, because you have to understand sometimes when how passions are ignited, they are usually ignited by a particular revelation or idea or a direction. And when you get inspired by something, you become passionate with it. And what the moment a person, you know, becomes passionate with one thing, chances are there are others that will douse that passion. Okay? May mga taong, "Oh, maniwala ka dyan," you know? And you have to be persistent. Kinakailangan pong magpatuloy ka. Kaya nga ako po nung sinasabi ko, you need to understand one thing. Do not allow yourself to be distracted by the little things, okay? Kumbaga, the little tiny bitty things that sometimes, you know, you meet in your day that you are supposed to do something important today and you get distracted by a little thing, okay, that you saw, you know, parang, you know, madalas I would say to my wife, settle down a bit, right? Because yung wife ko po talaga, you know, she likes to sweep the floor, she likes to finish everything else before she, you know, and sometimes, I'm not saying that's bad. In fact, I'm so blessed with what she does. But ang nakakalungkot, at the end of the day, she is so tired for a conversation. She is so tired to connect with other people. So niya, magpahinga na siya or sometimes inaantok na siya. And, you know, I'm not saying that she's the only one like that because sometimes I'm also like that. Okay, so understand one thing. Life is too short to miss out on important things. Okay? So, makikita po natin dito na, you know, sometimes the enemy will send you messengers in different forms. Okay? And it distracts you. Look at this. And I sent a messenger. Anong sagot ni Nehemiah? When distraction comes your way, what do you do? What should be your answer? Your answer should be, I'm doing a great work and I cannot stop. Huwag mo pong hayaan na ma-derail o ma-detour ka ng mga bagay na pinagdadaanan mo. So as we continue on, okay, ask yourself this. Every time you feel like, you know, I'm kind of tired in ministry anymore, parang ayoko na, I don't want to commit anymore. Even those of you that does not really do hands-on ministry but you're just constantly supporting our ministry, parang may meron ba talagang, you know, na itutulong yun when I give this, I mean, the little amount or the big amount that you give, you know what? It goes a long way. It fuels our ministry. And sometimes the enemy would probably send, you know, messages or kind of, you know, papadalang ka na mensahe ng kaaway to say, huwag ka na magbigay. Right? Di naman nakakatulong yan eh. Wala naman nangyayari sa ministry. Well, that's exactly the work of the enemy. And just instead, in your mind and in your hearts, pray this. I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. You have to be persistent. It is important that you stand or make a choice and say, I'm putting value on things that truly matters. My church matters, my family matters, and I don't care what other people say. Because alam niyo, sa totoo lang, ang nakakalungkot sa environment natin, gumawa ka ng mainam, may masasabi sila. Gumawa ka na wala kang gawin, may masasabi sila. Gumawa ka ng masama, may masasabi sila. So in short, kahit na anong gawin mo, you will always have critics. And take note of this, no matter how good you may be, there is no such thing as 100% acceptability. Meron at meron kang kritik, meron at merong ayaw sa'yo, meron at merong pupuna sa'yo. But what they say doesn't matter. What God says matters. Yun ang mahalaga. So, understand this. Wise men, okay, see everything but focuses on the important. Okay? And what produces the greatest return? So, kung titingnan nyo po yung mga magagaling no, na businessmen, yung mga magagaling na artist, no, not only in the church setting, successful ministries, these are the people that are not, kumbaga, consumed or affected by what other people say. Okay? Alam niyo kahit na nga, you know, nakakapagod po ka, whether people criticize you, nakakapagod yun. And try this, try to criticize others also, nakakapagod pa rin. No? When people criticize people, you get annoyed. But guess what? It's also exasperating, no? To always criticize people. Wala ka nang masabi. Lagi na lang may napupuna ka. Lagi ka na lang, alam mo, ang ganda sana nung preaching, kaya lang, ang pangit nung ilaw. Ang ganda sana nung preaching, kaya lang, ang pangit nung reception. You know, kailan ba gumanda? Right? Come on. It's time for you to be more intentional. It's time for you to be more objective. And really listen more on what God is saying. So, as we continue on, okay? I'd like to talk about focused people. You know, focused people are the likes of the late Steve Jobs, great entrepreneurs today, all right? Jack Ma, right, of Alibaba, you know, other great people today that we celebrate as, you know, entrepreneurs of the century, right? You know, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and there are others, right? In many different companies, in churches, we see enterprising ministries, right? And it's not bad altogether, right? Because they are people who, you know, who have taken or elevated ministry in a whole new level. They have television networks. They are doing social works. They are doing many different, and praise God for the different faces and facets of ministry, because it is no longer limited and exclusive to the four corners of the church. Because the truth is, focused people, they form a habit of spending their best resources on their best pursuits. And how do you know it's the best pursuit? Because it is something that fires you up. It is something that kind of excites you. It is something that is God-given and God-breathed. Right? Ako po, kahit na sa pagkakataong ito that we've gone through so much last year, the year before that, you know, whether we are in a smaller facility these days, because right now we're just maintaining a studio and our ministries are more on kind of clustered ministries on the different parts of the city. You know, I'm still enjoying it because I'm not focusing on the facilities, on the resources that's available. I'm focusing on the daily thing that God inspires me with. And I'm so excited with what the Lord is about to do. Even, you know, it was John Maxwell who said, the successful people do not allow the unimportant things in their life become important. And what is the most important thing to you? And perhaps during this time around, alam nyo, let me borrow again another thought from Andy Stanley, who said, you know, my family, we started making this list, and may nakalagay po doon na list, okay, na not just yet, okay? Ibig sabihin, it's not because, you know, they are not important. They are important, but during this time, it's not important yet. But we're not saying we're not going to do it. Maybe this time, you know, you need a car. But perhaps at this point in time, you don't need it yet. Okay? Like us, for our church, we need a facility. We need a building. We need for our studio, for our church gathering. Maybe we need those facilities. We need the property. But probably we're not saying no to it, but maybe not just yet. Right? So may mga bagay na pinapangarap mo, huwag kang magulumihanan, huwag kang malungkot, kasi maaaring hindi pa ibinibigay sa iyo ng Panginoon kasi hindi pa panahon. But learn to acknowledge na yes, probably in the future, pursue it. But not just yet. So can you just imagine if you have a daughter who's 10 years old and saying, I'm planning to get married. Gusto ko nang magpakasal, tas 10 years old. Well, anak, siguro maganda yan, no? Kasi balang araw gusto ko rin magkaapo, pero not just yet. Siguro it's time for us to tell ourselves, okay, yeah, buy a car maybe 2 years from now, but not just yet. Buy a house, okay? Maybe right now rent, but not just yet. Okay, so know the time. Know the season. Focus on the important. Maybe ngayon ang pinapafocusin ng Panginoon, build yourself up. But pastor, you know, the Lord, you know, revealed to me 10 years ago, I will be a pastor. Yeah. Understand that, right? But maybe not just yet. David anointed, you know, as king when he was a shepherd boy, but it took, you know, scholars would say 7 to 15 years before he really became a king. So maaaring tinawag ka ngayon ng Panginoon, and totoo naman yung panawagan sa'yo ng Panginoon, pero pinaghahanda ka ng Panginoon kasi makikita mo yung culmination ng calling mo 20 years or even 50 years from now. I don't know. Or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. But know and focus on the right thing. It will come. Don't concern with, Lord, sino kaya mapapangasawa ko? Don't concern yourself there. Concern loving the Lord more, focusing the Lord more, because when the time comes, no, you will not be the one seeking, they will be the one seeking you. So sa pagkaataong ito, Hebrews 11:4 says this, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Okay? Tama? Now, ito yung lagi nating misconception eh. Did Cain really offer a bad offering? You see, we assume that because Abel offered a better offering, that means to say that Cain is a bad offering. Hindi po eh. Kasi kung babasahin yung the book of Genesis, sabi ng Panginoon kay Cain, if you do better, will you not be accepted? Ibig sabihin din naman, pangit yung ibinigay mo eh, kaya lang bitin. Pero kung gumawa ka ng mainam, hindi ba kita tanggapin? Guys, come on. Don't label yourself as a failure too early in the game. You know, you lose one game and you say you're a loser? No! You keep trying. Okay, don't fail early. I mean, don't quit early. In fact, what you should do is, like, one thing that I've learned in my ministry journey is, hey, fail quick, learn fast. So at the end of the day, we need to understand, okay? What is important is obtaining something that is acceptable. And how do you obtain something that's acceptable? Focus on God. Hear God's voice. At dito po sa pagkakataon na ito, napakahalagang maintindihan natin. For those who are led by the Spirit of God, are children of God. So napakahalaga po nito eh. Ibig sabihin, the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit is more important. So, this could be your kairos. This could be your time. But just like Nehemiah, always say to yourself, if you think at this point in time, ang pinakamahalaga is for you to grow deeper in the Lord, no involvement yet in ministry, no involvement yet on whatever thing or relationship or whatnot, because sometimes you need to understand probably what are the habits that you need to kind of, you know, let loose. What are the things that, and I remember Andy Stanley who said this and it struck my mind, and we said, what are even relationships you need to retire? If you are constantly hanging on with people, okay, that does not rub good influence in your life, probably it's time for you to retire those relationships. Right? You keep hanging on with a boyfriend or a girlfriend that just kind of exasperates you every time and leads you further away from the Lord. Probably it's time to retire the relationship. A business venture that you know is constantly exasperating you, wearing you out, does not inspire you anymore. At the end of the day, you feel cheated. Then probably seek inspiration from God, retire the thing, and begin a whole new thing. What's probably in a very kind of ironic way, a good thing that this pandemic did to us, it allowed us to have a reset. A reset of probably ministry, industry, or even relationships. I don't know. But what has it been to you? Do not put your trials, your crises to waste. Because at the end of the day, for this very reason, sabi ni Peter, okay, make every effort to add to your faith excellence. Right? It's not enough to simply have faith. You serve an excellent God. So why don't you bring in the excellent thing that God has called you with? And probably it's time for you to discover what that thing may be. And do it in an excellent way. Because in that way, you'll probably end up with a brand new value, passion, and direction. So as we kind of climax this, a very simple life application that I'd like to kind of throw into each one of you tuning in today. After all has been said and done, what is that one thing that remains? Okay? So, kung meron po kayong mga bagay na natutunan nyo nung nagdaang 2020, nung nagdaang taon na mga bagay na nawala at sa bandang huli na-realize nyo na yung inaasahan nyo pala sa isang iglap lang ng panahon mawawala at ngayon wala na talaga. Ngayon, isipin natin. If there is that one thing, one important priority, one important calling, one important ministry, one important business, one important relationship that God wants me to nurture, to kind of take care of, and to really guard, what should it be? Because at the end of the day, understand this. Logan, you know, Peter Marshall Smith said this, it takes a great man to give sound advice tactfully, but a greater to accept it graciously. Ito yung madalas nating sinasabi na pag tayo sa iba, magaling mag-advise, magaling mangaral, magaling magpanukala. Pero ang sarili natin, hindi natin mapangaralan. Now, it's time for us to really make sense of it. So as we begin this journey, okay? Second week, second Sunday of January, okay? Maybe it's time for you to really have a jump start, a real good restart. You know, to enter the game. I'd like to close in the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 12, verse 4. Okay, look at this. And Solomon said this, at the end of the matter, all has been said and heard. Fear God. Keep His commandment. But this is the whole duty of man. So sa bandang huli, ang mahalaga is ano po yung pangaral, yung gawi, yung katuwiran ng Diyos para sa ating lahat. So, we will continue some more on this discussion in the near future. But for now, what is that one thing? What is that priority thing? What is that thing that God has sown in your heart that you need to pursue? That probably to many of us, to some of us, we have set aside because there's something that distracted us. Maybe relationship, maybe business, maybe something else. Panahon na po para balikan natin ang panawagan ng Diyos para sa ating lahat. So I hope that this message has helped you, you know, kind of process things and at the same time allow you to really focus on the most important thing. God bless you. And let's close in a word of prayer before I let you go. Father God, thank you so much for this time.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.